33.
Now I'm sitting here in the studio. I just looked over at my guest and it was like, rabbit in the headlights, rabbit in the headlights. Now I'm joined in the studio by a fantastic singer who I had the pleasure of working with and meeting at Factor Essex, which you were both involved with, and it's Kelly Knight.
Yeah.
Changed your name. See, I've been saying your wrong name all morning. It's lovely for you to be in the studio today, but you're going to be singing live for us, which is brilliant. She's got a tremendous voice, and we didn't win the competition, but we enjoyed it, didn't we?
Yeah.
We liked the winner, though, didn't we?
Yeah, she's brilliant.
And Kerry is going to be coming back into the studio with us next week. Now, when did you start singing? What age were you when you actually started getting into music?
When I started singing, I was 4.
Yeah.
But at school, I was, like, mostly the main characters in all the shows and that. Oliver. I wasn't Oliver, I was Nancy, obviously. Yeah. Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm. What did you play in that?
Dorothy.
Oh, lovely. You got the red shoes then?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know you did acting as well, because you did, when we were doing Factor Essex, just to say, you did Cabaret, which was, and she was all dressed up in the outfit in there. It was absolutely brilliant.
Everyone enjoyed that one,
But have you ever played that? Have you ever done that sort of role?
No, not that one.
So you started off singing, and then you sort of did, was it like school plays, or did you do stuff outside at the theatre as well?
No, just school plays.
Just school plays.
Yeah.
And then did you take a break in the music, or did, you know, have you taken sort of a break and come back into it? When did you actually start going out to sort of gigs and singing?
That was about 10 years ago. I was in a band.
Yeah.
And then I took a long break from that.
Yeah.
And then I started gigging again about 18 months ago.
And how are you finding it?
It's fun.
Yeah.
I love it.
You do love it.
Yeah.
Now your man is here. Hello, man.
Hello.
Introduce your man to everybody.
This is John.
Who's your husband? Hello.
Yes.
And you play guitar as well, don't you, John?
Yeah, not as good as I used to, due to I've had a couple of strokes and it's messed up my left hand, but yeah, I still strum.
Excellent.
And still good at it.
And it's still good.
Yeah.
Very good. So do you go out gigging together as well, or do you do separate sort of solo
stuff? Haven't yet. I just do solo at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you've got the support with John.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's always supporting me.
I take care of the business. Yeah.
And the PA system, I hope, as well.
Oh, yeah.
You see,
yeah.
I don't have anyone to do that. I have to go out there on my own with my PA system and drag it around. I need to get myself a man. Now, you're going to be singing two songs for us. You're going to do this first one, so I'll let you get ready. And what's the first song?
It's Someone Like You by Adele.
Right, here we go. So if you want to go and make your way over to the... don't forget, put the right headphones on. So this is Someone Like You. This is Kelly Knight. She's got a tremendous voice, and she's going to be singing live for you now. And also, remember, she's singing live in the studio, and we don't have any reverb. So for singers, that is normally quite important, isn't it?
Yep.
And we haven't got that. So here we go. Here's Kelly Knight.
You know how that
summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I'd hope to see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over.
I think that deserves a big round of applause. Come on! Now, we were talking about hair. I just have to say about hair, because your hair's looking a lovely colour, because it was really, really blonde before, yeah. And now it's kind of... It's still blonde.
What colour is it? I don't even know
it's
myself.
Like, it's like a sort of brownie blonde, isn't it? Sort of, but it's lovely. It's yeah. Nice. But I was saying to Kelly, because we were talking about doing hair, because Kelly, you colour your own hair, and I sometimes do my own as well. But we were saying about, I remember you saying to me during the competition, when your hair was really bright blonde, she said, I'm going to do it brown. I was like, oh, I'd be careful if I were you, it'd go green. I just had visions of you up there on the lights with like green hair. That have been totally different. Now, you've done all your, as I said, you've been involved in sort of doing shows at school, and then you've started singing. Whereabouts do you gig?
I've done the Jellicoe pub in Canby.
Yep.
Lobster Smack. I've got a gig in November at Cambridge.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing charity events.
And you're doing something not this Sunday, on the 29th as
on
well,
the
29th,
aren't you? In aid of Great Ormond Street Hospital.
And whereabouts is that?
That's at the... What's the name of that pub again?
It's Prince of Wales Pub, also known as Noak Bridge. It's at 45 Wash Road, Basildon. And it's an all-day thing going on from 10 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night with many, many acts there. And it was really good because we've done one last week and raised a lot of money for Harp.
Yep.
But this one, we really want to smash it and raise as much as possible. And a West End opera singer is going to be there.
Matthew Ibberston,
who is amazing.
Oh, right.
Amazing voice. Works at the Prince of Wales Theatre at the moment. Is front of house. And he done Les Miserables, didn't he? They
bring him home.
It really went down a storm.
I love the way he done Ness and Dormer.
Oh, yeah. Ness and Dormer, he done that as
and
well.
And that's this Sunday.
Sunday the 29th of June.
Yeah. Now, we did for the Factresses competition, which me and you were both a part of, which went really, really well, we did a single, which is called Run. It's out in September.
Yeah.
And all proceeds are going towards Women's Aid. You can order it now online, and if you just look for Factresses competition, you'll be able to get it on Amazon and also on iTunes as well. What was it like for you to be in the studio? Have you done much recording?
Not since then, no.
What did you think?
I loved it.
And what about the video? Because we were in London all day. How did you find that?
I loved every single minute of that. Spending time with you lot was amazing.
There was 18 of us, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Traipsing around parks in London. And yeah. Where was your bit shot?
I think it was St James's Park.
Yeah. And did you get a whole line? Is it a whole line you've got, or two lines, or what did you get? Do you remember? Because I can't. I listen to the track and I'm trying to pick out everybody's voices.
I think it's two lines.
Yeah, because there's 20 of us on there. Yeah. That's why it's a little bit difficult. Now, who's your favourite singer and why?
My favourite singer is Celine Dion because, like, she just belts it out. And she's always been, like, an inspiration to me.
And if you could work with any singer, who would it be?
Michael Bublé and Celine Dion.
Yeah, Michael Bublé for me, definitely.
Yeah.
Celine Dion maybe, but Michael Bublé probably, because he's got a nice smile. You've got open mic nights you're doing as well all over the place.
Yeah, John's sorting all that out because I ain't got a clue.
John comes back. Hello, John.
Hi, yeah. We'll start after the football, the silly season's finished. We're starting a fortnightly open mic competition at the Ball Pub in Pitsea. This will run on every other Friday from 7 till late. It's open till about midnight, but the vote, it will be finished before then. And on the night, it's £2 to sing. Mm-hmm. At the end of it, everyone votes. The best singer gets a guaranteed £25 to £30.
All right. Oh, cool. Nice one. Now, you're going to be singing for us again.
Yep.
Don't forget, if you missed the first song, we will get this up on the website as well, and some nice little pictures of Kerry as well, so you can see with the nice hair. So you've got loads of gigs coming out. Open mic night, you're going to be doing the stuff on the 29th, and it's all going well for you. Just got to get out there and do more gigs.
Yeah.
Push, push, push.
Push, push, push.
Right, off you go. Now, what's this next song you're going to be doing?
This is Make You Feel My Love by Adele.
Brilliant. Okay, right, here we go. It's just coming up to 11:46. I'll be back with some ads after that. Thanks very much to John and to Kelly Knight as well. You can check her out on Facebook if you'd like to see her on Facebook. And have you got a YouTube channel sorted yet?
Yeah, I have.
What's it? Do you know what it is? What is it? Just Kelly Knight?
I think it's under K Knight 241.
K Knight 241. There we go. Right, we'll put those details up. Right, here we go. Here is Kelly Knight singing again for you. Here she goes.
Blowing in your face.
notes. That is Kelly Knight. Don't forget, you can check her out on YouTube as well, and one of the Factor Essex finalists as well. Just coming up to 11:50. Oh, hello. 11:50. What's going on there? We're going to have some ads, and I'll be back after this.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
You may know Northwood as the guaranteed rent specialists. You know,
the guaranteed.